Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yep, I'm back. Let me see. Oh, yeah, and I'm reloaded! That never gets old. Uh-huh. K1's your internet radio, you dig. Thanks for tuning in to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Blizzum. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio, episode 170. 6 million ways to die. Choose one. Of course, it's probably not going to be your pick, unless you got some real live issues. You feel what I'm saying? So I had a wild and crazy, zany episode last night for episode 169. It was wild. You should check it out. If you didn't check out episode 169, instant classic on K100. We got a lot of them. I mean, admittedly, we have some shows that's like, you got to be a certain kind of person, and it's a target audience, and you know, it might not be your particular cup of tea. And last night might not have been either, but, you know, if you really, really, really like K100 Radio, then you really, really need to listen to episode 169. Okay, moving on. Want to remind everybody, of course, we're on myspace.com/K100radio. We're on Facebook. All right, like our page on Facebook. Okay, become a fan of it. Facebook.com/K100radio, same as the MySpace. All right, we're also on iTunes in the iTunes store up under the podcast section as an official podcast. All right, K100 Radio. That's just do a search up under the podcast section. Type in K100 Radio. When you see the middle finger, that is us. Let me see what else. MySpace, Facebook, iTunes. Oh, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. That's the official site for the show. Of course, you can go there to get all your K100 episodes and download them there. Or you can go to the iTunes store and subscribe to the podcast for free. Both of them are totally free. The only difference is it's less hassle if you use the iTunes store if you got a iPod or something. But if you don't, you can always go to blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And the only difference is the upside to the Blog Talk site, which is, again, the official site. The good thing about that one is it has a breakdown. It has all the synopsis of each show. So, you'll know it exactly, more than just the title, because on iTunes it has just the title. But on Blog Talk Radio, it has the breakdown for each show. And, of course, as you know, with each individual episode of K100 Internet Radio, I type up a little basic blog, a little synopsis, a breakdown of what I'm going to be talking about. And so we already have one up and ready to go for episode 170. But before I do that, if you're an artist or you know anyone that's an artist and they want to get their music on K100 Internet Radio, the email for the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, k100radio@gmail.com. All right? That's the email address for the show. That's where you send your music in the MP3 format. Please send it in the MP3 format. God, who plays WMA? I mean, really? If you know anything about music, and you know if you're going to email somebody a song for any real reason outside of you just playing it on your computer, it needs to be MP3 so it can be played in anything. Why do people keep sending me Windows media files? Why do you do it? Stop it! I just got two of those this week. MP3. If you don't know how to make your song into an MP3, it's probably going to be whack. And I'm going to flash it. It's the simplest thing to do in the world. Matter of fact, if you don't have a software that can do it, download iTunes. iTunes does it for you, and then you can get K100 on the iTunes store. How about that? Let's do that right there. Okay. But send it to me, K1's Radio, in the MP3 format. I'll check it out. Of course, once again, it has to be good. If it's totally whack, if it's garbage, if it sounds like shit, I'm not going to let you fuck up my show. I only spend independent artists on the show. But I spend good music. All right? I'm not playing it if it's just totally just like, I can't even take it. I don't even know how the hell you know what I'm saying? I can't do it. I can't waste 3 minutes of airtime, have people hanging up on my phone lines, logging off on my show, just because you want to get you a little shine, just because you had a cell phone and a little bitty goddamn karaoke mic, okay? It's not happening. I'm not letting you sabotage my shit. Take time, perfect your craft, go invest in yourself, go to a studio, record a song, send it in to me, all right? It's not about what you're talking about if I like the subject matter. It's about the quality of the recording. Alright? If I can barely understand what you're saying, and if it sounds like crap, speakers in my studio, it's going to sound like pure crap over internet radio, which is broadcasting mono, people. Alright? So take your time. Don't rush it. I'm going to be here. I'm not going anywhere. K100 going to be around, you dick. Alright? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Of course, welcome everybody listening to me on the internet at blogtalkradio.com, K100 Radio. And also, if you listen to me as a podcast after the fact, if you can't catch this live recording. Once again, we air live Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you can't catch us during that time, go to the website, go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast. Both of those are totally free. Download it. Put it on your iPod, or you burn it to a CD or whatever, ride with it in your car and trip out and have a good time with it. The shows are just as entertaining if you don't catch them live. You know what I'm saying? They're just as entertaining if you catch the replays. All right? I've got well over 20. I'm up to almost 23,000 downloads of K100. That's people who downloaded it. That doesn't count the people who listen to it on the internet and call in on the phone line. That's just how many downloads I have on my episodes. Pretty impressive. Okay. So, here we go. All right, once again, 347-934-0966. Once again, I'm your host, Blizzum. By the way, this is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music around these parts. We're an indie label ourselves, so we know about the independent struggle. Check out some of my music, all right? Go to ReverbNation.com/Blizzum, B-L-I-Z-M. I've got over 70 songs on that site. 70. How many of these guys got 70 songs that they just give it to the public? And this is not all my catalog. This ain't even close to being half. This is just the stuff I just want. These songs are just songs I want people to hear. They're doing me no good. I don't have to have a freaking record deal and be played all over the internet to release my shit. You know what? Matter of fact, before I go any further, independent artist, who the fuck do you think you are? You really just going to sit there and hold on to your songs forever and ever until you blow up, until you get a deal? You don't want to release them, shout it. Somebody might steal it. Get the fuck out of here. I'm tired of listening to your same 12 songs that you had on your same fucking site for 2 fucking years. Just because you put a mixtape out last year. If people want more music, create more music. Get on your grind. I got an album coming out. It's only a couple of songs on my site that's going to be on the album. That's because I keep grinding. But in the meantime, I got a wide variety of stuff that people can check out from the homie. Alright? Get on your grind. I mean, you're not a star yet. Stop it. Release the music. Flood them. Do it. That's all, bro. Make another one. And another one. And keep going. Just a little tip. They respect your grind more like that. I'm just saying. I ain't saying release your number one single that you about to put up millions of dollars into and making a free download. But all the other songs that you got sitting on your computer just doing nothing wild, what the fuck are they doing there? What are you scared of? Copyright them and then put them out. Don't be fucking retarded. Stop listening to that whack-ass manager you got. All right, episode 170. Once again, that's the number to dial into the show. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into the synopsis of the show. I'm talking about something that's actually, to me, really not as serious. It's a serious subject, but people make it too serious. And what I'm talking about it tonight, even though it's a serious subject, I'm planning to have a little fun with it. Alright? I'm talking about death. Dying. See, the thing about it is, we all got to do it. We all, once again, we all got to do it. You are going to die. If you're listening to my voice right now, you know you're going to die, right? I'm just saying. You know you're going to die. At some point, someday, you're going to die. Alright? It is what it is. You feel what I'm saying? There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do to stop it. It is going to happen. So, since we know that it's going to happen, we might as well talk about it. Embrace it. See, the problem with death, I think, a lot of people have is they don't want to talk about it. They act like it ain't going to happen, or they just don't want to speak on it. Oh, don't even talk about it. Oh, my God, don't even say that. Don't even talk like that. What the fuck? Why not? You're going to die. You do know that, right? People die every day. Somebody just died right now. And right now. And right now. And right now. And right now. That quick, four people died. That's how it is, folks. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into the synopsis of the show and what we're going to talk about tonight. All right, episode 170, 6 Million Ways to Die. Choose one. And I'm reading. There is absolutely one thing, okay, hold on, I'm turning you down. All right, there's absolutely one thing that we're all experiencing in our life that's without argument, and that is death. Death. I often wonder why we were created to die. You know what I'm saying? Seems a tad bit cruel. Seems a tad bit cruel, God, to give a beautiful gift such as life, only to guarantee at some point it's going to be snatched from you. I don't know why he didn't make us like the angels, like we can live forever. Why not? Are we that bad? Did he know we were going to be that bad? He was like, I can't have these motherfuckers hang around forever. Oh, no. Oh, no. Because then people like Hitler wouldn't die. And Genghis Khan. I guess that's what his rationale was thinking. Of course, he's an infinite being. Who am I to even ask those kind of questions? But I'm just saying, I often wonder why we were born to die. Why do we have to die? Like, if nothing happens to you, if you don't get killed, but you still have to, you have to die. Why? The fuck? Come on, man. But anyway, I digress. But it does seem a tad bit cool. But anyway, we all deal with death in different ways, okay? For the most part, the way we do deal with it is directly, most of the time now, the way we deal with death is directly tied to how death occurred. For instance, the way we deal with the death of a child in an accident is not the same way we deal with the death of an elderly person that dies from old age, you know, from a medical ailment in the hospital, you know. You feel me? I mean, one is dealt with and handled totally different from the other. It's covered in the news different. You feel me? It's like one can make headline news, and the other is just, it may be an obituary. You may make the obituary page in the damn, at best. That might be the best that you can get out of that as far as just people talking about it, or, and you know, agony or antagonizing them. I don't know. You feel, just, people don't, it's like whatever. Okay? Huh? That's what happens. You know, she's going on to glory. Hey, you know, it's all good. We're going to have a celebration service for Sister Jones. She lived a long life. But if a kid died, oh my God. Sign me along. That is front page news all day long. But both of them are death. It's the same act. It just one happened one way and one happened the other. Interesting. But we'll talk about that. All right? Simply because when death is unexpected or quote-unquote before someone's time, then it's considered a tragedy. Ergo, when someone is old, you know what I'm saying, we say no one lives forever and we deal with their death as just a part of life. That's because humans want to have their cake and eat it too on this one. Okay? This is one of our cake and eat it too subjects. You feel what I'm saying? Alright? They know that death is guaranteed, and they know that they don't know when it will happen. Unless you commit suicide. And we'll talk about that too. No one really knows when they're gonna die. Unless you commit suicide. Alright? And even then, you might not fucking die. You might try to kill yourself and don't fucking die. You might put a gun in your head, shoot yourself in the fucking head, and fucking live. You might be a paraplegic and be like, what the fuck? But it ain't guaranteed. Even if you try to kill yourself, unless you're successful. Alright? So you never really know when you're going to die. No one does. But yet, still, we know we got to do it. Alright? So we live life with blinders on it, as if death owes us a long life. You feel what I'm saying? We want our cake and eat it too. We know it's guaranteed, but yeah, we don't want to know, and we want to live long as possible. Not the way it works. It doesn't work that way. So the question is not if, but how and when you're going to die. And that's the topic of tonight's show. So here's the question. All right? Question number one, are you afraid to die? Are you afraid to die? Why not? All right? Question number two, if you could pick a way to die other than dying in your sleep, what would it be? All right? What is the worst way that you could think of to die? All right? You ever seen the movie Faces of Death? I saw it. Ugly. But we'll get into that. All right? What's the worst way you could think of to die? You feel what I'm saying? Question number four. Would you rather die suddenly? Like you just moseying along and the fucking DC sniper peels your fucking cap. You didn't see it coming, but you live life like it's, you lived every day. See, the thing about not knowing, if you're the average person and you're living life like it's golden, like every day like it's golden, you feel what I'm saying? Then 9 out of 10 times, you're having a good time and you just, you know what I'm saying? You're making big plans and you're ambitious and you go out on a high note. But for question number four, would you rather die suddenly or over a course of time, let's say from a tumor, and the doctor gives you 6 months to live? Which one would you prefer? At that point, at least you can see death coming sometimes, because doctors can be wrong, but you can plan for it, you can get your affairs in order, you can do all the things you wanted to do before you go. But then again, you know the end is coming. Very interesting. I don't know which one of those I don't know. Question number five. How do you deal with the death of someone you love? Are you dramatical about it? Or do you accept it for what it is? Which is, it's inevitable. And I think everybody's going to answer number five the way I said it in the synopsis. Depends on how they go out. Depends on who, what, when, why, where. You know what I mean? You can say, death is just a part of life, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's all cool. Until your fucking kid is at a fucking field trip and fucking falls off a goddamn something, a playground thing, and fucking busts his fucking up and beat death and die. Now it's a motherfucking trash. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You can be as hard as you think you want. You can deal with death as good as you think you want, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're going to be dramatical. But some people like to think that no matter what they are, they stand up rock solid every time. You feel what I'm saying? And yeah, I hear you, but I'm not really buying it. Okay, so we're going to the phone line. 347-934-0966. Got a couple people on the line early. First up, I see LL, then I see the homie L Panama. Well, that's who has a hand raised. A couple more people, but you want to talk, hit the number one. LL, what it do, babe?
You are insane. What are you on tonight?
What do you mean, what am I on? Why am I insane?
You are, it's just like you're on this high, like you are just like all out tonight. You are really hyper.
I'm just saying, because I'm talking about death. Oh, okay, let me get this right. So since I'm talking about death, see, this is the problem. I'm glad you just even asked me that off the top. I'm so glad. Because the problem is, when we talk about death, we seem to get all gloomy and doomy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, nobody say, don't talk about that. Don't talk about it. It's going to happen. I'm going to die. I have come to grips with that. I don't know how. I don't know when.
And you just, like, four people, like, you sent gunshots to salute for, like, four people just a minute ago. Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to die. Matter of fact, hold on. Someone just died. Right there again.
Say.
Right. People just died. Someone. Planet. Guess what, though? One more time. Three were just born.
Okay, there we go. Okay, good job.
The point is, this is us. We're humans. This how we roll, baby. Yeah, we checking out. Period.
Yes, we are.
We're checking out. You,
me. We are definitely checking out.
You feel what I'm saying? My only, you know what? I'm going to tell you before I go any further. You know the only thing I wish about death? You know the only
what?
Thing I wish about I of course, I want to go peacefully in my sleep as an old person, whatever. But the number one thing, when I think of death, you know, the number one thing I think of, all I give a
what?
Fuck about is before my kids. That's all I really give a fuck about. To be honest
yeah.
with you. Anything after that, it's whatever. I take it how it comes, God. I take it how it comes. Death. How do you come to me? Just make sure I go before him.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm not. I'm concerned. I care. I'm really ill concerned because I know it's going to damn happen. I cannot stop
yeah.
it. You see what I'm saying? It's going to happen.
Yeah. It is inevitable.
So with that being said, the only when it comes to death, the only thing I truly really give a fuck about. Of course, I'm going to tell you my way. I don't want to die, and everybody has their way. They really don't want to go. Everybody has that weight. I hope I really don't go like that. But what I really hope is I go before my kids. Other than that, man, I'm not, you know, it is what it is, homie. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, you feel me? That's all I care about. And if you don't have kids, you have to have kids to understand what the fuck I just said.
Yeah.
You know? If you don't have kids, you can't relate. You just can't. You can't imagine it. I know you think you can, but you can't. Because I couldn't
really
imagine
can't.
It. Yeah, I couldn't. I really didn't get the scope of what people said about that until I had kids. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. And going to a funeral where a child has died does not even equate to if the thought of it being your own child. So that don't count either. You have to have had your own kids. Yes.
Yes, yes. You have to have lived through it, you know what I'm saying, yourself. You feel what I'm saying? That's people, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can go and you can leave, even if it's your nephew or your younger
yeah.
sibling. You still can't really understand what it's like when you're the mom or daddy. If you're the kind of mom or daddy who has that real life motherly or fatherly love. You feel what I'm saying?
I mean, just the thought of it is horrible. It's horrible. Worse than horrible.
Right, right. Exactly. You feel what I'm saying? So, you feel me? That goes without saying. So, let me go ahead and get to the questions. All right, here we go, L. Are you afraid to die?
No. I'm not afraid to die. I'm afraid of how I may die.
Wait a minute. So you're afraid of how? Wait, you're not afraid to die. You're afraid of how? I think the how is really fucked up.
Yeah, like I don't want to be in like any extreme pain because I don't like pain. I don't want to have to drown because I don't like water like that. So, and I don't want it to be like a car accident because then I'll be in extreme pain. So like. I would, you know, peacefully in my sleep would be best. Or even if it was
No. You just hold up. Jump it up because, well, the question.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I'm not afraid to die.
Not afraid to die. But if you, question number two is, if you could pick a way to die other than dying in your sleep, what would it be?
I guess being shot in the head and me not seeing it coming. And it just instantly kills me. I don't want to feel no pain.
No one wants to feel pain. No one wants to
feel no pain.
Okay.
But on the flip side of that, like, you know, well, I guess that's one of your other questions. Like, would you prefer to, like, you know or for it to be instant? Like, I mean, in a sense, if it has to be, like, a terminal illness, then I will want to know in enough time so that, you know, I can try to prepare my kids as much as possible. But if it has to be quick and easy, I want it to be like, I don't know, it's a hard one because, I mean, I say I don't want any pain, but if it's like a terminal illness, of course there's going to be a pain associated with, you know, the end of it. And
right.
I would like the opportunity to prepare my kids, but at the same time, like, I don't know, I guess I would have to choose that one. I would deal with the pain in order to be able to prepare my children as much as I can and to have that much more time with them.
So even though you don't want to feel pain, for question number four, would you rather die suddenly or over a course of time, say from a physical ailment, you're gonna pick physical ailment so you can prep your kids. So you're gonna deal with the pain.
I would deal with the pain so that I could spend that extra time with them so that I could prepare them. Like it's like almost, you know, because no one does, like you said, no one knows their time. But to be able to get an estimated time, and, I mean, that's that mother instinct in me. Like, I want them to know my thoughts on it. I want them to try to prepare them as much for that obstacle in life that they would have to go, you know what I'm saying, endure, as well as I try to prepare them for everything else right now. But, yeah, I would endure the pain for the chance to be able to do that.
Okay. Do you have a will, life insurance? Are you already prepared now? Since you really don't know, actually, if you're going to live till next week, are you prepared? Are you prepared
yes.
to die?
I'm prepared. Like, I want to be able to leave so much more in my will. Like, my will is, like, pointless right now because there's nothing. But, yes, in life insurance, yes, I am prepared.
Well, that's another question. I think I'm throwing that in. I'm going to ask, since most people that call my show are in their 30s, I'm going to ask that question. That's going to be a more serious question that I'm going to ask some of these people. Are you prepared to die? You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Are you afraid?
I want to be able to live them so much more, though, and I want it to be like, you know, I'm prepared, but as far as me being prepared right now, is nothing like I want to be prepared. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I think, I'm going to ask you this another question, and I'm gonna say something about me personally.
Okay.
Would you rather? No. What's the worst way you could think of to die? What's the worst way? The worst way you could think of to die.
The worst way I could think of to die would be a situation where I have to watch my children being abused and killed, and then me myself being abused and killed. That would be the worst way.
You're not gonna be able. No one's gonna be able to top. That's pretty fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that would be the worst way.
Yeah,
and
that would be the worst
way.
Absolutely
helpless.
Yeah. That would be the worst way. I guess if somebody fucking had junior kids tied up and had a gun to their head and like, yeah, I'm gonna kill you. I mean, even though I feel like I don't want to die in a fire. You feel what I'm saying? I don't want to die in a fire. You feel what I'm saying? So that's not one. But that would be worse though, because then again, like I said, that goes back to what I said at first. As long as I die before my kids, I can't think of a worse death. So I would rather burn alive than have to be, even though being shot in the head, point blank range, would be my lights out. It'll be over before I feel it. If I gotta die like that right after somebody kills my kids right in front of me, burn me to death. You feel what I'm saying? Just set me on fire. You know what I'm saying? But if I had, being set on fire, I just can't. I look at people who've been severely burned and scarred, and I'm like, yeah, you still want to live? Wow.
Yeah, they do though.
Oh man, I don't. Man, don't think I want to live. Don't think I want to look like Freddy Krueger. Think I want to check out. Don't save me. Let me go.
I don't think it would matter if you still had your life, what you look like to you. I don't think it would matter. If you still had your life and you still had your kids and you still had the interaction and they still loved you the same because their love for you ain't going to change, I don't think it would matter to you at all how you look.
I don't know. I just want to die. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let me check. Lord, take me, Lord! You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Okay.
Just take me. Last question. How do you deal with the death of someone you love? Are you dramatical about it, or do you accept it as inevitable?
My closest loved ones that have passed away, none of them have been unexpected, should I say? Well, my grandma, kinda. But, my grandma was. Both of my grandmas was really... Yeah, anyway, I'm one of those people who I just need to be by myself. Like, I'm not very dramatic. I just need my own time to deal with it. I appreciate friends and family that try to be there for you or whatever, but I have to deal with stuff like that just, you know, to myself. That's my way of dealing with it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. So please stay on the line if you can, though. You feel me?
Of course. All right.
All right. Thanks. All right. We got El Panama. I see Michigan girl on the line, too. She's got her hand raised. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. El Panama, what it do, homie?
Chilling.
You. Thanks for calling the show, you did. Alright. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Got my homeboy L Panama on the line. I just got the line with my homegirl LL. So, homie, are you afraid to die?
Say that again.
Are you afraid to die?
No, not at all.
You're not scared to die? Why?
I just don't sweat it no more. I mean, I came to understand that you're gonna be in a better place. So, and seeing some of the stuff going on in the world today, I'm like, hey, whatever.
So it's because of your religious beliefs that you're going to die and go to heaven, a better place than earth, is why you're not scared to die.
Both. I'm just not scared to die.
You're just not scared. Just, you know people who aren't scared to die are weird. You know what I'm saying? They're like, what's wrong with me? You ain't scared to die? Because like it's a natural, you know, people have a natural survival instinct in them to want to a will to live, a will to survive, to want to live. You feel me?
So, yeah.
You know, when people don't have that, they call you suicidal or crazy. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, they really do. they think something's wrong with you.
Yeah, they do. So I mean, but you don't. It's because you think all the stuff going on in the world, even if you die, you're going to be in a better place. So that's why.
That's pretty much it.
Are you prepared, Doc?
Yeah.
You prepared? You got a will and testament, life insurance, with someone to bury you? Are you prepared to die?
Well, I mean, I'm not married. I don't have any kids, so it's just me, you know. So all I need is about $3,000 to bury me, and that's it, you know.
You want to be cremated or put in the box?
I want to be cremated and spread out throughout the Gulf of Mexico, out there on the beach.
Really?
Right there off the pier.
Interesting. Hold on a second. Hey, LL. LL.
Yeah.
Put her in the box.
Do not burn my body. Put me in the box.
You're dead. Why?
Why? Because I know I'm not going to feel it, but No. Put me in the box.
Worms going to eat you up and stuff, man.
It's okay. I didn't come from ashes. I came from dust. I didn't come from ashes. I want to go back to dust.
Okay.
The Bible states that we came from dust, and we will go back to dust, and that's what the Bible says. And I want to go back to dust. Not ashes. The Bible don't say ashes. The Bible say dust.
Ashes, dust. It all looks
the
same to me.
Huh?
They used to cremate people back in the day.
Well, but the Bible does say, you know, you from dust, and you will surely return to dust.
Okay.
And I don't want to be, don't burn me up. No, thank you. I'll pass on that way.
It's cheaper.
But you still, I mean, you won't know exactly enough the process because you won't return to dust like the Bible states you're supposed to.
Is that your real reason, though? But is that your real reason because of what the Bible says?
That is my real reason because it's biblical, yes. And because I just would prefer not to. I mean, if the Bible didn't say it and I had the option, I would still choose to be buried. But that is my real reason because, one, the Bible does state it, and I just don't know. That makes me cringe to even think about that. And I know I can't cringe because I'm going to be dead, and I know that my body is just a shell, but no, don't burn me.
Okay, all right. I'm going to ask everybody that. I'm going to come back and ask you that. Okay, hold on. So, El Panama, interesting. There's going to be a lot of people that don't want to be burned. You feel what I'm saying? So I just thought I'd throw that in there as another side question. So, number two, if you could pick a way to die other than in your sleep, what would it be?
You know what? It might sound weird to some folks, but it's pretty much about the same way about cremating. I'd probably want to drown at sea.
You want to drown? Most people say they don't want to drown. You want to drown?
If I had to pick a way to die, you know, if I had to die, I'd probably drown at sea and just sink to the bottom of the ocean. To me, I know it sounds crazy, but, I mean, you look at it on TV, it look a little peaceful.
It looks peaceful? Drowning looks peaceful? Well, you know, drowning does. It doesn't look like it hurts. It looks like you can't. I mean, Have you ever choked on something? It looks like
now, when that water fill up your lungs, I don't know how that feels. But just to me, it looks like it's kind of peaceful.
I don't know, man. It doesn't look peaceful at all. Because they gag and choke in their body and their chest meat and their diaphragm is probably contracting, trying to go to survival mode and trying to contract and tighten really tight. I think it fucking hurts like hell in your chest.
But that's only if you fight.
If you try to fight it,
it's going to hurt. Like, it might hurt like hell. That's just what it seems like on TV, you know.
That's a movie. It's a movie. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and even on the movies, it doesn't look fun at all. It looks horrendous. I don't want to drown.
I don't know, man. Some of the movies I've seen, it just can't let go.
See the death in the tub first. You want to drown?
I'd have been out there deep sea fishing, and that shit done played off in my head, you know, if something happened, I'm just going, you know, you 75 miles out, I ain't no Navy SEAL, so I might just have to let go and
You're ready to die. You're not scared of death. You don't fear death. Okay,
not
all right.
Before. It ain't always been that way. Of course, when you're a little kid, you know, kind of scared to die.
But see, you ain't no old man either. But so the fact, you know what I'm saying, you still should feel like I got a lot to live for, I don't want to die.
I do feel that way. But, I mean, if it happened, it just happened. You know, I ain't gonna be entirely pissed, you know.
Well, you'll be dead, so it won't really matter. You can't be pissed and be dead. You don't feel pissed when you're dead. You're dead.
Exactly, you know.
Okay, so what's the worst way you could think of to die?
You know what? I was going to say falling off a cliff and just actually seeing yourself about to hit the bottom, you know. But then you mentioned about that being burned, and I was like, that's a little more severe than falling off that cliff. You know, like one of them Grand Canyon type, cliffs.
Right.
A couple thousand feet down, you know, and you just can't do shit about it. You know,
But you'd rather drown than die that way. Because you can, both of those ways you describe, you see it coming. You talk about you want to drown, but falling off a cliff, you see it coming.
This is the thing. I'm a water person. I'm a water person.
I love the water too, but I don't want to drown.
I'm a water person, and I'd rather just drown. I don't know. It's just a personal thing. I gotta see it as a way of just, you know. Just let it all go.
right. All right, I guess so.
That's why I say it. A lot of people might not understand it, but you know.
There's a lot of people on the phone line going to be like, hell, a lot of people going to put drowning as the way number one way they don't want to die. So it's odd that that's the way that you would prefer to die. Because most people on this phone line tonight, they're going to put drowning as one of their, not everybody, but drowning is going to be a lot of people's number one way they don't want to die. But you're like, that's why you. Because most people look at drowning and it looks horrendous. You feel what I'm saying? But let me ask you this question. Would you rather die suddenly, like somebody just randomly just shoot you in the head on an accident, or you just die, you never saw it coming, or over the course of time, like say you get cancer and they give you 6 months to live, so you know it's coming. Which one?
Nah, I'd rather die instantly, man. Because I watched my uncle die AIDS, man. That shit looked terrible, man. It took him about a year to just go. He was just wasting away for a year, and so I'd rather die instantly.
But don't you let me ask you this then, because if you go out like that, you have time to prepare yourself, get your affairs in order, do things that you said that you wanted to do before you die. Because somebody telling me right now, I got 6 months to live, nigga. The last motherfucking place I'm gonna be is motherfucking working a motherfucking job. I guarantee. I guarantee motherfucking tea. Last thing I'm going to be doing is working on 8 points job.
That depends on what you got, you know.
Well, no,
like,
you can't.
What type of sickness? I mean, you might be bedridden and you can't be able to prepare. You know, you might be bedridden and not be able to get out and enjoy it, or, you know, go travel and do all this other shit.
So you rather go out quick then? You rather end it quick?
Yeah.
I thought about it. I guess it does. I guess you do have to take into account how or what disease you got or whatever. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But if somebody gives you 6 months and you know what I'm saying? I mean, at least you just know that you ain't just walking down the street and a DC sniper motherfucker just pluck your ass in the tater. You feel what
right.
I'm saying? You just walk around. You ain't get a chance to say goodbye. You ain't get a chance to hug your kids one last time. None of that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel what
you have to pick one. One of them may be painfully slow. Like Elle said, she said she don't want to suffer. You feel what I'm saying? She don't want to feel pain. But then again, you get a chance to say goodbye and get your affairs in order. You feel what I'm saying? So, I mean, if I got to pick one, I think I'm going to pick some time just for that time, because I got kids, and I would like to see, lay out, even if I can't get up out of bed and I'm bedridden, at least I can get, they can come to my side, and I can give them game. I can tell my son everything I thought I wanted to say and make sure all my will and testament, and everything, even though you should have that right now. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, there's so many ups to knowing, seeing it coming than it is to not seeing it.
There's a couple spins on that can make it, you know, be that way.
Okay, but you pick what you pick. You said you rather just go ahead and check out. Okay. Last question.
Shit, I couldn't hear you. Something happened. Say it again.
How do you deal with death? Do you are you dramatic about it, or do you take it for what it is, as something that's inevitable?
I take it for what it is, but I just noticed with me, it depends on how close the person was to me.
Uh huh.
You know.
So if you were close to them, you cry and stuff. You cry at funerals. Do you cry when people die at funerals?
The only time I can remember crying was my grandfather and my grandmother. Uh-huh. I cried like a little 5-year-old, man. I was 28 years old when my grandmother died.
Uh-huh.
You know, so, and I was like 18, 19 when my grandfather died. Them was only two I remember crying at, you know. But other than that,
cry?
I don't really cry.
Why? Why do you feel like you cried? I shedded a couple of tears when my grandfather died, but it wasn't even close to boo-hooing. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
It
wasn't even close.
We were so we were just so close, man, because I looked like him, and we always had a real strong bond, you know. It was just he was like my he was like my best friend, you know. So all I can say is we had that real strong bond. That's why I cried.
Okay.
You know.
I could be close to somebody and I think the only time I probably would break down is if it was my kids. You feel me?
Even then, at like 18, 19, well, and growing up, I had this idea that you were supposed to just like live forever, till he was like 100 or something, you know?
Right.
And I had this misconception that I didn't understand death back then. I didn't really understand death back then. So I had this misconception that he was just going to live forever. He was going to get to see my grandkids and all that. So all that tied up in that kind of made me boo-hoo, you know?
Interesting. All right, homie, but out of everything you said, I think it's real interesting that you would rather drown. You would prefer to drown. And I know there's going to be people on the phone tonight that's going to be like, Nick, that's like their number one way they don't want to die. You feel what I'm saying? I think LL said that, too, I think, already. Did you say that, LL?
Yeah, I don't want to drown. No, I don't like water like that.
Okay,
I think Panama is crazy.
You think it's why? You think it's crazy?
Because he wants to drown. Like, who wants to drown? Seriously? Panama is a child that, you know, wants to play around the pool and doesn't know how to swim. Where everybody, mama, trying to get all the kids away from the pool because he likes the water.
I'm comfortable with the water, man. Shit, you know.
No.
Right.
What it is. And if
you don't
drown, burn him. What is El Panama really? What's going on?
Nothing. You sure? Hey, I want. It's a thing like this. With me getting my ashes scattered on the Gulf of Mexico.
Did you get your bird and your water?
Hey, I become when I'm strolled all across the sea, I become one with the earth again. So that's how I see it. That's why.
If you drown at sea, then a shark gonna eat you.
But I won't feel it. Shit.
Okay. I guess.
Hey, a shark gonna eat me, but worms gonna eat you. I mean, what's the difference?
That's okay. Worms are smaller than the big old.
Y'all are crazy.
Wait. And you talking about you just wanna let go. You need to stop watching the Titanic, El Panama.
Man, what?
Drowning is a horrible thing. I don't know why he picks it. Drowning as the preferred way to die, but to me, drowning is a horrible fucking way to check out. So I don't know what's going on.
Horrible.
All right, you got to stay on the line. Stay on the line. All right.
All right, man.
All right. Yeah, both of them. I don't know. But El Panama, I don't know what's going on with him. Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
Oh, you want to drown?
Hell no. I ain't trying to drown. I didn't watch Titanic too many times. That don't look fun. It don't look peaceful. It don't look none of that. No, I don't know what's wrong with El Panama.
I know what's one. Drowning is the preferred way to die. Most people don't want to drown. That's why they have life vests and they make sure they be safe around water. Who wants to fucking drown? Yeah. I don't know. And I like water. I love swimming. You know what I'm saying? I like going to the beach. All that shit. I mean, but who the fuck want to drown? Really? I don't know. So, Michigan girl, episode 170. All right. We're talking about death, which is why does everybody cringe and why does everybody get all, you know, funny acting when you talk about death as if it ain't going to come around. Guess what? Hold up one more time. Wait, one second. 1.5. Four people just died on this planet. Four people just died. People die every second here, they say. That's how many people we got on the planet now. In the amount of time I just hit those four gunshots, four people on this planet, life expired. Somebody been, real nice and peaceful in their bed in a nursing home, at their home, and somebody might have died over in Libya tonight from a gunshot wound or a blast from a mortar shell. The point is, and three more people just died. Death is not something that we just have to just cringe at. Death is not something that we have to, you know, we don't like to talk about it and we don't want to accept it, but it's inevitable. So the more you talk about it, I think the more you have a show like this or something, the more it makes it acceptable and the more you can deal with it better. It doesn't be like this sinister monster that pops up out of nowhere, you feel what I'm saying, and just comes to get you. All right, Michigan girl, I got you back on the line. So,
okay, can you kill Sprint? Because I'm about 2 minutes away from switching service, and I've been with them for 10 years. They're killing me.
I mean, there's a lot of people who hate Sprint nowadays. I don't know what's going on with Sprint and their service and their signals.
They used to be bomb. I don't know what the hell that happened to them, but okay. We gonna move on.
All these new phones, they worry more about what the phone can do instead of the fact, does the motherfucker get a good signal? You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like they put all this shit, they can Facebook and do all that, but can it get a good fucking signal? It's the phones. The phones are getting
right.
Fucking backer, I think. All right, so let me go ahead. Are you afraid to die? Why not?
Actually, honestly, yeah, I am kind of afraid to die.
Why are you afraid to die?
Just because I think I got my life together, and I might not go to the right place. I'm still working on some stuff.
Okay, so that's why. So I noticed that El Panama said that, you know what I'm saying, he feel like he gonna go to the right place. I don't know, that's to be told. It's party Saturday. I don't know, a lot of people, they die on Sunday, they might not make it.
Right. I'm just saying I'm gonna keep it real. I know I still got some stuff to work on, so I am a little afraid of dying because I ain't exactly sure which way it's gonna go yet.
All right, so that's why you're afraid. You're not afraid of the pain or the actual just the act of death. You're afraid of what's going to happen after you die to your soul.
Well, I mean, nobody really wants to be in pain, but yes, my biggest fear is what's going to happen to my soul after I die. Like, I don't, you know, I ain't trying to go to hell.
Okay. So I guess Panama, I guess El Panama is living his life. Glory, glory, all be. He just knows 100% fact that he is going to heaven. This is why he is not afraid of death, because he's not worried for 1 second what's going to happen to his soul, I guess. Right, El Panama?
This is the thing about death. You got me? This is the thing about death. Me and my homie was talking about this the other day. I mean, everybody get a chance to go to heaven. And I think at that split second before you actually die, God give you a chance to go ahead and really just do what you proclaim
really?
The Savior, blah, blah, blah.
What if you get shot in the head and die, like, instantaneously? When did you get that chance? Because you just got shot in the head from the back.
No,
and now you did.
Hey, this is what I'm talking about. That time where your soul leaves your body, I think you have a little chance, a little something between you and God. To go ahead and try to get yourself right.
I don't agree with that at all. You're saying that even though you haven't been living your life right, you know what I'm saying, like the Christian life, like the Bible say, but someone comes to shoot you in the back of the head, you never had a moment to repent, but all of a sudden, before your spirit leave his body, God gives you another chance to repent, even though you've been out here living how you want to live your whole life? Really?
I believe that. I mean, because look at it. You got these people, they robbers. In the Bible, it say everybody got a chance to proclaim him, Lord and Savior, blah, 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 in order to get yourself into heaven. You know, that's everybody, robber, thief.
The thief on the cross got a chance to confess and all that, but it was before he died.
I think it's one of them, I'm talking about one of them out-of-body experiences right before you cross over.
Don't the Bible say you got to confess with your mouth? I'm sorry, I don't know about all that.
That's between you and the Lord, though. You must.
Right. And you got your feelings and I got mine, but I don't agree with that.
This is what made me think about that. My uncle, he literally drunk himself to death. He ain't never went to no church, but his heart was in the right place. So I still think he went to heaven. I mean, he was out there.
But a church is
an
institution. It don't necessarily have to be like church. The church is a building. You can have, church. The Bible says where two or three people meet or talk, or this is what we're talking about, or when we was having the discussions about faith and religion and all of that, that could be considered church because we were talking about the Bible and whatever. So church is just the building, so that don't necessarily mean anything because he didn't go to church.
Let me put it this way. He wasn't a real religious person.
You still think he went to heaven when he died? God gave him a chance after he died without never going to church or never really confessing with his mouth that he knew God ever or even accepting Jesus Christ's heart. He died without ever doing that, and then he still gets a chance to go to heaven anyway?
He did. He confessed like that when he was a kid, in church like every little kid do, go walk up to the church and give your life to God or whatever. But I believe at that last minute, he had a chance to make amends with God and gone on up to heaven. That's just me. That's just my opinion,
Okay. I don't know. I'm going to mute your mic back. Okay. I don't agree with that. I'm going on the record and saying no, not necessarily.
I believe if he was still alive, if he did it while he was still alive, I can go with that. But I can't go with him talking about, the out-of-body experience part of it, because the thief on the cross when Jesus was crucified, that was at the last minute. He was a thief, and he said it, and they said he went, he went to heaven. But you got to be alive.
Right. Okay. So let me ask you this. If you could pick a way to die other than dying in your sleep, what would it be?
Oh, dang. This sounds real morbid. Pick a way to die.
It's 6 million ways, so you got it.
I know, right?
Besides dying in your sleep, because everybody would say, I want to die in my sleep. Well, fuck that.
Right. Yeah, because that's always been my thing. Can I just dye my sleeve? Can I just, you know,
besides that,
that's real. You know what? I was watching A Thousand Ways to Die, and if I have to pick a way to die, I want to die having sex.
You think you're going
to die? If some people die having sex,
you're going to heaven.
If I'm married, and I'm having sex with my husband, then I can go to heaven.
Touche. Maybe you're right. So you want to die on top of him, Seeley? You want to die on top of him, Seeley? You know what I'm saying?
No. Hey, I could die on top of him. I could just fall out on the bed. He could be hitting me from the back. Hey, it's several ways it can happen. I'm just saying.
But we know that you can't die from having sex, so you want to die of a heart attack or whatever.
There was a thousand ways to die, and these people actually died having sex. They were practicing some Kama Sutra or something, and they had an orgasm so powerful they died having sex. I think they did have a heart attack, though, and it was kind of instantaneous, but basically they was having sex is what caused it.
Right. So, I mean, you really didn't, because you can't die from having sex. You died from having a heart attack. So,
I'll take that one. Yeah, I'll take the heart attack then.
You'll take the heart attack as long as it's doing. What if it's just not, you know what I'm saying? Does the heart attack have to
come? This is how I want to die. My preferred way would be a heart attack during sex. My husband.
With your husband. Okay.
Yeah, I got a husband, and that's why I can go. Look, so I can make sure I ain't dying in sin. Now, come on.
Everybody got their own little twerps. You want to be fucked to death. All right. I see why you're scared to die. You need to get your life right. Okay, next question.
All right. I'm going to have to pray about that.
What's the worst way you could think of to die?
Honestly, ill took my worst way I could think to die, like being tortured and having had to watch, like, my kids or loved ones killed in front of me. And then the other one would probably be being burned to death. I just don't want to be burnt up. I just don't want to, like, die in a fire or something like that.
Yeah, I said burnt up. I don't know if I want to die. I do have a phobia. Even though I fly, I really don't want to die in a plane crash because it's like you see it coming and everything, and then you crash and burn, and you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know if I want to check out that way.
You can't do nothing about it.
Plane crash? Nah.
Yeah, that's another one. But I think, like, my worst one would be, like, being tortured and watching my kids or loved ones tortured and killed in front of me and being burned to death.
I don't want to be buried alive either because I'm claustrophobic as fuck. You feel what I'm saying? I'm claustrophobic. So being buried alive, I might prefer to die, being suffocated, like being buried alive. There's a movie I call Buried. I don't know if anybody's ever seen a movie called Buried, you feel me? You got to check that movie out. It's at the Red Box, so get it for the dollar. You feel what I'm saying? It's called Buried. If you never watched that movie, just watch it. Horrible way to die. You feel what I'm saying? Because they buried this motherfucker alive, and he was alive in the box, and it was just... But they made a movie out of it some kind of way. It's actually pretty interesting. The whole fucking movie is filmed in... I couldn't... I was like, I don't know what that... When somebody told me, they're like, man, the whole movie is him in the box. And I was like, I'm not going to watch this whack-ass shit. It's like, trust me, you're going to watch the whole movie. You're going to be sitting there glued to it. But even though they never leave the fucking box. The whole movie's in the box.
Wow.
It's called Buried. Check it out. It's on the Red Box. It's crazy. But when I looked at that shit, I was like, God damn, I might want to be set fire. At least I can run and try and get it off me. You know what I'm saying? Stop, drop, and roll. Some goddamn it. Damn it, man. I don't know. That's just me. All right, next question. Would you rather die suddenly or over the course of time, like from a disease? But you know it's coming.
I would rather... Because I have kids, I would rather die over time so I can make sure everything is prepared for them and I can say my goodbyes and all of that. So I would have to pick over time. And plus, hopefully if it's nothing like truly debilitating, I can do all the things that I said I wanted to do before I die.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why even though it's kind of fucked up that you know you're dying, you know you're about to die. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you know that, it's like still, at least you can some way prepared. At least you can say that one thing you always wanted to say to your kid. Hug them one last time. You feel what I'm saying? You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Right, right.
Your goodbyes and everything, and it's not like, you know, because some people die suddenly, and you never know. You might have had an argument that day, and you walk, and, you know, people always carry that regret with them. They had an argument with somebody, and they walked out the door, and they got in a car accident, and they died. And, you know, you always remember the last thing was we was arguing about something stupid, you know, so.
Right, right. So that's why I picked that. That's why I picked I'd rather, you know, check out over the course of time, you feel me, rather than suddenly. Even though suddenly it's probably 9 out of 10 times going to be far less painful. 9 out of 10 times, if you die suddenly, it's going to be less painful most of the time because you're going to be it's going to be quick. Boom. Oh, you die in a wreck and you feel painful or however long or you just get, you know what I'm saying? It's quick. But if you die over time and you got time to prepare, you can say your goodbyes and all that stuff. Even if it's cancer, even if you die and cancer is a motherfucker, it's painful. People be like, you don't want to live like that. Because at least I get, even through all that pain, they can give me morphine or some shit to ease the pain, and I can still have a conversation with my child before I go or hug their neck.
Exactly.
So everybody who picks it, everybody who said they want to die suddenly, I don't know, man. I'm not getting it. Why would you want to just not see it coming, I guess? I don't know. But then again, I understand what they're saying, too. I don't know.
Because you don't want to suffer. Like I said, if I didn't have kids and stuff like that, I might be more inclined to take the, you know, the sudden one. But I mean, I have kids, and right now, you know, I would definitely want to make sure that I had, you know, everything together as far as what they need and get to say goodbye to them, and everything is in order for what's going, you know. And prepare them for what's gonna come as much as you possibly can prepare them.
Right, right, exactly. We're cremated or in the box?
Ooh, in a box? Don't burn me up. Didn't I just say
you're
I want to be burned up? I don't care. I don't want to be burned up. I don't want to be burned up.
What difference do it make?
I don't want to be burned up. I just don't. I'd rather just put me in a box and we gonna roll out that way. I don't want to be cremated. I don't understand. My grandma wanted to be cremated, and I'm like, really? Why?
I mean, why not? Shit, she's dead.
I don't know. It's just something about sticking people in the oven, because basically it looked like a big ass oven, and I just don't want to be stuck in a damn oven and bumped up.
You're going to be dead, Shawty. You're going to be gone.
I don't care. Put me in a box.
All right. No, I don't know. All right. Last question. 910, you're up. 910 is up next. How do you deal with the death of someone you love? Are you dramatical, or do you accept it for what it is? Do you cry and sob at funerals like, you know, death don't happen? You know what I'm saying? Do you are you like, you know, you shed a couple of tears and you like, look, it's part of life. Which one?
I'm not dramatic, actually, and honestly, I'm very blessed and thankful that I actually haven't experienced very much death in my life of people that are close to me. Actually, only my great grandmother passed away when I was 12, and I cried, but I was, even at that age, I wasn't all dramatic about it, but, you know, I cried. But I haven't experienced a lot of death of people close to me to know whether I would really be dramatic about it or if it would, you know, if I would be able to hold it together. Because when my dad died, we weren't close. So, I mean, I shed a tear or two just because he was my biological father, but that was it.
Okay. All right. I like I said, for question number 5, I think it's a question of who it is that passed on most of the time.
Right.
But
so, luckily I'm blessed that my grandmother and my grandfather are both still living now. I'm so not, and I know, I'm a grown woman, got kids of my own, and I know that death is coming, but because they've always been there all my life and they basically raised me, I don't even want to think about the fact that they're not going to be here one day when I wake up. If I, you know, because I can still call them and be like, hey, you know, whatever, if I really, really need something and they got it, I got it. So it's just like, I really can't imagine my life without them because they've always been there, but I know the day is going to come when I will have to deal with it. But I might be dramatic at that time.
Even though you know they're not going to live forever.
Even though I know it, it's just like I'm just saying, I don't know. I might handle it well, but I'm just saying, just they've always been there, and I mean always, they've always been there for me for whatever. If it wasn't for my grandmother, there's no telling if I would be alive to this day. So, yes, she gets on my nerves, and but I still love her to death, so I just can't imagine her not being here one day. She's helped me raise, you know, my kids, so I might be a little dramatic. I'm just saying.
Don't be dramatic.
It is what it is. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I might be a little dramatic. I might not be, like, over the top, like, throwing myself. Well, she want to be cremated anyway, so I ain't no coffin to throw it on. But, I mean, I wouldn't say, like, over the top, but I might, you know, be a little dramatic.
All right. Well, stand by. I got another call.
You ain't asked me about the will and all of that.
Oh, are you prepared to die? Are you prepared to die? Are your affairs in order right now?
Such as they are, yes, I have about 3 different life insurance policies. One will take care of burying me and still leave some, so the other 2 are designated to be put in a trust or split between, you know, put in a trust and split between the kids until they're of a certain age. I have a will, and actually, I'm glad you had the show because that reminded me I need to update my will and make a couple of changes. But I think that such as my life is right now, I'm as prepared as I can be. Would I like to leave my kids more? Yeah, but I'm as prepared as I can be right now.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's one thing our black people don't do. You know how many black people I've known in my lifetime who had their affairs taken over by the state? The state ended up taking their houses and stuff like that just simply because they didn't have a last will and testament, so their family didn't have. Basically, their family didn't have their shit together, and that's
right.
Really a problem with black people. You feel what I'm saying, guys? You guys out there, if you got kids and stuff, and you got assets, you feel what I'm saying? You guys need to make sure you got your affairs in order, and make sure you draw up your wills and stuff like that, man. That's really important. Make sure you got some life insurance.
Yeah.
Don't leave all your burial expenses on your mom and them and your sisters and shit, man. You got them.
Right.
You got a job.
They ain't gonna do a damn thing. They gonna put you in a pine box, give you about $200, and keep it moving.
Right. You feel me? So you guys make sure you get your affairs in order. That's a serious note on this particular topic. All right, I got another caller. 910. Stay on the line. 910.
What's up?
What's popping? Oh, what's happening, homie? Where you been?
I've been so busy, man. Sorry for not calling, man. We trying to buy another house, and it's been crazy, man.
Big things popping, you dig? Big things popping. You feel me? This is the homie Dub, you feel what I'm saying? Exactly. So, look, homie, you know what we're talking about there. We're talking about something that I'm trying to make people feel more comfortable with talking about, and it's death. Death is one of these subjects that people just like to... be quiet, don't say nothing, don't talk about that, or, you know how people be like, I don't even want to think about that, I don't want to think about my people dying, you feel what I'm saying? It's part of life, it's gonna happen, it's inevitable. Every single person listening to this show, everybody on the phone line, on the internet, whatever, you feel what I'm saying? It's
gonna
die.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
So, I don't understand why it's something that every single person on the earth got to deal with, why do people hate to talk about it? You
feel
what I'm saying?
Some people can't deal with death. Some people can. You know, you just got to prepare yourself. Prepare yourself when you got older family members like grandparents or your parents. You know they're going to die. And then sometimes for kids and siblings and stuff like that to die something.
Yeah. Yep. So let me ask you this. Let me go ahead and jump into the questions. Episode 170, 6 million ways to die. Choose one. All right.
Yeah.
Question of one, Doug. Are you afraid to die? Are you afraid to die?
No, I'm not.
Why not?
No, I'm not.
Why?
Man, well, right now, I don't know if I told you when I first started talking to you on the phone. Back in 2004, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. So, this disease is going to kill me, but so I just took that and said, look, I'm going to die. I'm just going to live my life to the fullest I can until, you know, to the day I die. I take my medication daily and just go from there. You know, I'm going to die. Even if I didn't have MS, I'm going to die. You know, I'm you know, old age or if so happened if I don't catch any other, you know, non-curable disease like cancer or something like that, which is curable, but... You know, You know, you got people got things that run in their family, like heart disease and diabetes and things like that. That it's hard to control. So you know.
Right. So you're not afraid to die because you know it's inevitable. It's not because. We had a couple people who said they're not afraid to die for religious reasons. Like, they feel like they know they're going to go to heaven. So why? Because they know they're going to a better place or something like that. You feel what I'm saying? That's why they're not scared to die. But you're not scared because it's inevitable. Right?
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. What did you say now?
I thought I lost you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but you said you're all right. You're not scared to die. You feel me? Because you know it's inevitable. So it has nothing to do with the fact that you know what's going to happen to you in the afterlife or anything like that.
I'm not even, you know what, I don't know. I mean, I don't even think about the afterlife. You know, I do think about other people that died in my family, you know, but I just really, you know, I'm thinking about here and now, you know. After I'm gone, there's nothing else I can do. Only thing I can do is leave my family with, you know, hopefully I have my affairs together, leave my family with things so they can keep moving on.
Right. Okay. So, you are prepared to die. You do have a will, life insurance, and all this kind of stuff, right?
My will, I haven't worked on. I really just trying to do. I do have a life insurance. I have a bigger life insurance, and I pay out of it. I paid a hell of a lot of ass every month for my premium because of my disease. But I make sure I have a high life insurance for my family.
Okay. So let me ask you this then: Would you rather be cremated or buried?
Oh man.
You do realize you're not going to feel it either way.
Yeah, I know. It's,
so what does it matter?
If my parents weren't together and we didn't have any money, cremate me. Don't you know, use that money. It's going to cost about $6,000-$8,000 to bury somebody.
Right,
so
exactly.
If my parents weren't together, do a memorial, cremate me.
All right.
But my affairs together, you know, if my family wants to put me in a box, I don't care where I'm buried. If I'm buried, I'm not going to be there to see it. I'm dead.
That's why I was trying to explain to Michigan girl, like, you're not going to feel it if you get burned, so why?
Yeah.
What the hell does it matter? You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So let me ask you this. Second question. if you could pick a way to die other than in your sleep, you can't pick in your sleep, and that's the one everybody wants to do. It's so lovely. But if you could pick a way to die other than in your sleep, and you had to die, you got to pick one. All right, what kind of way would you like to go out?
Actually, I don't know. What did you say?
You know, I never did really say which one I picked. You feel what I'm saying? I said, because the second question after that is, what's the worst way you could think of to die? And I knew that one immediately. But
the worst way, I don't know how I want to die. I don't know. I mean, people don't want to die in pain, but shit. You want to die instantly so you know you don't feel it.
Well, then that's what I'm saying. No, because that's one of the questions, though, Doug. You feel me? That's one of the questions. Because the fourth question is, would you rather die suddenly or over the course of time, like from a disease or something? That you know, like they give you chill. You feel what I'm saying?
I think over time. Because I want to get my family, they know I'm going to pass. Let me get our, you know, our things together. Spend as much time we can with my family, my kids,
right,
and everything. I don't want
to die
suddenly. It's like it's the hardest thing on families. You know, my brother was murdered in 2005, and that was sudden. And the sudden part was that is that I was pissed off, and we got into a big-ass fight. He was living with me in Texas, and he got me and my wife fired from our jobs, and we had to pack up our family and move back to Cincinnati and move in with my mother-in-law for 4 months. And it was within a month's time that we got fired, he moved back to Cincinnati, and a month later, he was murdered.
So that was tough. So y'all wasn't on good terms then?
We wasn't on good terms. And last time I talked to him was the day the police was at my house in Texas when they told me he had to leave.
Wow. That's tough. That's why for me, it's getting more and more obvious that I want to pick overtime. Just because of shit like that. You feel what I'm saying? Just because of shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, if there's something standing that you just haven't taken care of, a relationship that you haven't mended, anything like that right there, overtime. If I got to be in pain or dying from AIDS and wasting away, I don't give a fuck. Fuck it.
Right.
I take that if I can goddamn, you know what I'm saying? I'll take that if I can have the opportunity to fix broken relationships before I go. and tell my loved ones goodbye. But you gotta answer the other two. If you could pick away, if you could pick away other than dying in your sleep, what would you pick? Give me something.
I said I didn't want to do instant. I want to do over time, but fuck it, I'd rather just not. I'm gonna die with this disease I have, but because of my family, I want to die over time. I don't want to be instant, like in a car accident or some shit like that, or somebody robbing you and they kill you like that or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh. So you, I mean, I don't know. You know what? Heart attack?
Okay. Fuck.
Mm. No way. I mean, it's gonna be a way, guaranteed.
I'm gonna pick the way I'm gonna die anyway. I'm gonna die from my disease. There's no cure for my disease.
Sure, know that. Because there wasn't a cure for a lot of shit 20 years ago. There is a cure for it now. So you can't say that. You don't know that.
But it's not a cure now.
It's not a cure
now.
But see,
you know, only thing I can do is slow it down by taking my medication. That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
What's his name died from MS? The comedian, Richard Pryor. So you just hopefully that I just, you know, take it day by day and take my medication. But shit, I don't know, Blue. That's a fucked up question, man.
I really didn't answer that one. I said, I don't know, man. I don't know. Shit, I don't know. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. One of the people on the call said they want to drown. Would you like to drown?
Ain't
that crazy? Everybody's like, he said he wanted to drown.
You know you're going to die. As soon as you hold your breath, and all you got to do is take in and suck that last breath in, and that water, you dead. Why you want to... Fuck that.
I'm trying to find somebody that agree with him, but nobody has so far. Keisha F, you up next. No one said they want to drown.
What about people who be like on airplanes and shit, and they know they about to motherfucking crash?
Yeah, that's one of my ways I don't want to die. Matter of fact, let's look at that. What's the worst way you could think of to die? That's the third question. What's the worst way you could think of to die?
That right there. Are you on a fucking goddamn bridge and the motherfucking, while you driving, that motherfucking collapse. You falling 100 feet to your death.
Think about that, like that bridge in Minnesota. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even when that happens, like you may think you will have the mind to just pray or something. But if that happens like that, it's like you gonna be in panic mode. You might be praying and shit.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like
it's
gonna be a bunch of adrenaline and shit going through your body and shit. Like it's and then you know impact. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I don't know. I don't know.
Look,
my,
you know what the thing is?
I don't want to be
after
fire. That's mine. I pick.
After knowing how my brother was murdered and how he was, I know he went through pain because he was shot in the chest and the dude walked up and he was still breathing when his friends were driving to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
And I sit back and just think about like what was going through his mind or what was going on when this shit was going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit like that. I mean, that's a terrible way to die.
Yeah, if you're trying to breathe and you know it's coming, feel it, and being shot in the chest. Yeah, but I take being shot in the chest before I get burned in the fire. Burned in the fire is my answer.
That's a long lasting pain. That's like you ain't dying instantly.
Yeah, you burning, you cooking like nothing.
Yeah.
Too much pain. Too much pain.
All over your body.
I said my pick for not my worst way was burning in the fire. That's what I picked.
That's the worst way
I can pick. Just burning in the fire. Fuck that.
Yeah,
all right. Yeah. Last question. How do you deal with the death of someone you love? Are you dramatical or do you accept it? I'd like to use your brother as an example. When that happened, did you just accept it as part of life, or was that because it was instant and violent that it made you react dramatically? How did you react to that?
My brother was a dope boy for the past, probably at the time, probably 10, 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get him out of, trying to get him away from what he was doing. That's why he moved with me and we were trying to get him working and shit didn't work out. He went back home, And the thing is, how I found out about it was just, it was kind of crazy. We knew we had to move back home because of what happened. So we was in the process of doing that. And I had one of my friends come down to Texas to help me drive back with all our furniture and everything. And we were just talking about, we were high school friends. We were talking about another guy that went to high school with us. And he somehow just called me. And we just, I was like, damn, we were just talking about you, man. And he said, yeah, we were talking for a minute. And he said, look, I don't know if this is true, but I heard your brother just got shot. I'm like, what? So I'm like, okay. So I'm calling family members. I couldn't call. My mom wouldn't answer the phone. I finally got in contact with my aunt. She at the hospital. Next thing you know, she crying. He dead. The thing is, I didn't cry. I wasn't, like, hysterical. I sat there and was like, wow. And the thing is, the fucked up part about it blew, because what was going on in my life and my situation, what happened, you know what? I wasn't sad.
You wasn't sad?
No, I wasn't. I was like, and when, you know, it's hard to say, this is how I felt, because what the fuck was going on? We just lost our fucking jobs. We had lost our home, everything. We had to pack up every fucking thing, me, my wife, and my two kids. I lost my insurance that takes care of my medication. We had to pack up and move back to Ohio and move in with my mother-in-law to a two-bedroom house with four people plus her and her husband. I was kind of like, that's what the fuck you get.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I felt at that time. And the thing is, I had to tell my mom over the phone that my brother was shot, because she was in the movie theater watching World of Worlds when that movie came out.
Uh-huh.
And I called her, and she finally, her phone, she was like, hey, baby. And when she answered the phone like that, I knew she didn't know.
Right.
And I had to tell her, like, you need to get to the hospital. Jamal just got shot, and she flipped out. And I was like, he's gone. And then that was it. But it didn't hit me until I got there, when I had to see him in that casket.
And then what did you feel?
I was overwhelmed with fucking goddamn grief, man. I felt like it was my fault that he came back to Ohio, that we got into that fucking fight. That's how I felt, but I know it wasn't my fault. And I was fully, you know, it just hit me real hard. And it really hit me the worst is when we had to put him in the ground.
I don't know, man. I think that whole story. I don't know. I think people might be. I don't want people to pass judgment, but from listening to the story, I don't know if I would feel the same way you felt, like when he first got shot. I don't know if I would. Even because, you know, with my brothers, I love them, and we've never had a situation happen like that. You feel me? That was real, just, you know what I'm saying, some real life family drama when you had to, you know, move back in with your in-laws, and that's a lot to take in. So I can understand why you felt like, I don't know if I can understand if that's why you felt like that's what he get, like that feeling. But I can see that. I don't think I would have felt the same way, even no matter how mad, if I found out my brother was dead. I still would probably been hit with grief right then. I probably would have instantly went into regret. Damn, we just fought. I ain't get a chance to say goodbye. But I can understand that. You feel what I'm saying? Plus, it probably all ties into the nature of y'all relationship throughout the course of years. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? You feel me? I'll take all that into consideration, though.
Our relationship wasn't, as you know, as brothers, I was the oldest. We fought all the time. So, But when we together, we could never get along.
Right.
When we ain't together, it was always cool. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, he was my younger brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I love him. You know, I put his face on my arm. I tattooed his face on my arm. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, to remind me every day of that, right, that's my brother. But yeah, at that time, at that moment of the situation of what was going on in my life, and how I brought him into my life to change, try to pull him away from the hood and get him into the corporate world of business and get him a job and get him off the street. He just couldn't handle that and wanted to be the playboy and fuck all the nurses in the hospital, and the shit got back, and it ended up getting my wife fired, and then I ended up having to leave. And it's just, and we in Texas, and I'm from Ohio, we in Texas, we got no family there,
right?
No job, our home we had to lose, you know?
Right?
So it at that time, I was at that point when it happened, I found out, I was like shocked, but then I started thinking, like, you know, that's what the fuck you did. But then it just changed, man. You know, I was mad. I was mad at everything.
Right. Wow, that's an interesting story, man. Well, thanks for sharing that with us, though. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
I sorry, everybody. I'm on the phone. I'm coming down the phone line. Keisha F is up next. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. But I found that story interesting, you know what I'm saying, right there, because you just don't hear stories like that every day. It's not like that happens to a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? In that sequential order, you feel what I'm saying, where you have the drama, he leaves, and you get killed, and then that first, it's interesting to hear that, even though that was your brother, that first wave of emotion was, that's what you get, but then when you see him in the casket, grief, extreme grief. I don't know. But that is an interesting story, man. And I thank you for sharing it with us. You feel me?
No problem, bro.
All right. Keisha.
Good talking to you, homie, man. Good talking to you.
For sure, man. Hit me back up. You know I'm around. I ain't going nowhere. You know the drill.
You know it. I ain't going to be home for long like that again, man. My bad. I'll be back on. You know it always.
All right, homie. Be easy. Keisha.
Hey.
Wasn't that an interesting story?
It was.
I had to let him talk. I couldn't cut him off. I don't know. That was too interesting for me to stop. That's what radio is all about. When something happens, and you got to let it ride out. You got to let it, because I don't know. That's directly. First of all, it was directly related to what we're talking about. A and B. It's just, I don't know. What do you think, Keisha? Do you have siblings, right?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think? Have you ever had a really big fight with one of them?
No.
Never? No?
Never.
I don't know.
We fought. We haven't gotten into any extreme fight, no.
Yeah, so what he said would be kind of unfathomable to you, right?
Right. I think I'd be in a state of depression.
Right. It's instantly, like, you know what I'm saying? I've had arguments and stuff like that with my brothers, but nothing so severe as what he went through. So I can't answer that question because I've never been through what he's been through per se. You feel what I'm saying? But. Yeah, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I still, you know what I'm saying, you know, find it a very interesting story. Okay, episode 170. All right. So, Keisha, are you afraid to die? Are you afraid to die?
No, not really.
Why not?
Because, I mean, I guess, you know, when you get your life right, you can't be afraid to die because you know where you're going. That's why I say not really, because, I mean, if I were to die, like, right now, it probably wouldn't be a good thing. But, I guess I'll be all right.
Uh-huh. Okay. But you're not afraid to die, though?
No.
Are you prepared to die? You got your affairs in order?
Yeah, I don't have a will, but, you know, I've got life insurance and all that good stuff.
Okay. Which one, the box, or would you like to be cremated or put in a box?
Please put me in a box. I learned what they have to do. No, I learned what they do to those bones, and it ain't even cute.
What, they burn them up? That's what they do to them. They burn them up.
Well, no, I mean, after they burn it, they have to burn you multiple times, and they have to actually take a weapon or something hard to break the bones. So they are beating your body to break the bones and turn you into ashes. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see it. I mean, I wouldn't be in my body, but I still wouldn't want my body to go through that.
Okay.
I don't know when you're going to get started.
Okay. All right. So if you could pick a way to die other than dying in your sleep, what would it be?
If I can think of a way to die, I would probably want to die. Instantly, would I want to die? No.
No. If you could pick another way to die, other than dying in your sleep, what would be a way that you would want to go?
Which way? I would probably die from some terminal illness. I don't think I would want to die instantly.
You don't want to die. So you want to die from a terminal illness, something that you can see coming, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you basically already answered question number four, which would you rather die suddenly or over the course of time?
Right.
Hello? Right. Over the course of time, right?
Over the course of time, most definitely.
Okay. Question number three. Let's see. What's the worst way you could think of dying?
The worst way?
Yeah, the worst way you could think of dying.
I don't know. I mean, I think she topped everybody. But I think for me, if it's something that doesn't have to do with my kids, I think probably drowning or burning to death. Or at the hand of violence. I mean, that would be a bad way to die. Or even suicide. I mean, suicide ain't nice either.
I mean, but I mean, suicide is controlled. Like, if you don't do it, you don't die of suicide. You have to perpetrate suicide yourself. So if you know you don't want to kill yourself, it's not going to happen. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
But I didn't want to die violently.
You don't want to die violently?
No.
You don't want to be murdered or anything like that?
I'm going down somewhere. I'm about tired of you in my refrigerator.
I'll get to the last one so you can go ahead and get back to little mama. You feel what I'm saying? Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with death or the death of someone you love? Are you dramatic or do you accept it for what it is? It's basically inevitable.
I mean, I accept it. I don't get dramatic. I mean, I can't say that I've never gone to a funeral and not cried, but I don't get dramatic. I'm not crazy. No, that's not chicken. Get out of there. But yeah, it's just not something that I do. I don't fall all over the place and, oh God, bring them back and why, no. I don't do any of that. I mean, the worst that I've ever been with at a funeral was just getting up and leaving the room. But otherwise,
you're
I don't
okay.
think I go crazy. Yeah,
okay.
I'm okay.
You're okay. You know that death is basically inevitable. You feel me?
Right. I mean, you know, before the funeral, I think everybody takes it hard. But at the funeral, I think by that time, you should be past all the weeping and moaning and why, and you should be ready to celebrate the life of the person who's gone.
Okay. All right.
That's
all right.
How I feel.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am, too, even if it's someone that's young. Even if it's someone that's young, you feel what I'm saying? You should be able to, you know, accept it for what it is. You feel what I'm saying? Accept it for what it is.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for calling the show, babe. All right.
No problem. All right.
All right. 347-934-0966. Once again, the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. If you want to talk and you haven't talked yet, make sure you hit the number one. I got people on the line, but I got quite a few people who haven't hit the number one who said they want to talk. You feel me? So I've talked to the people who said that they want to talk at this particular point. So if you haven't talked, I mean, if you're on the phone lines listening right now and you do want to say something, make sure you hit the number one on the prompt and I'll come to your phone line. Now, me personally, I know I never did answer the question, how would I like to go outside of dying in my sleep? I don't know. I guess a terminal illness with not a lot of pain involved, which if it's terminal, 9 out of 10 times, this shit's going to hurt. It's killing you. You're dying from it. So it's going to hurt. There's going to be some pain. But, you know, if you got insurance and shit, they're going to dope you up and give you medication and stuff like that right there. You feel me? Can I get a year to live? Give me a brain tumor. Give me a brain tumor with 1 year to live with, like, eight or nine of those months, fairly a little bit of pain, a couple of doctor's appointments, but the last three, excruciating. If I got to go out like that, I'm going to be bedridden for the last three, okay, and doped up, okay. But if I can get those nine knowing it's going down and nothing they can do about it, you feel me? And I can go do what I want to do and I can still talk to my kids and spend as much time, definitely won't be fucking working. Definitely not going to be working. I know you need money to live, but I'm definitely not going to be working. That's just not happening. I'm not going to work. I might keep the job I have or whatever, just for insurance purposes, life insurance and insurance purposes and shit like that. Just make sure they don't try no fucking funny shit and cut my policy. But I hardly ever go, call in every chance I get, fuck them. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It'll take them a year to fire me from that job anyway, even if they did it right. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I would probably keep the job per se, but then again, give me the terminal illness. Give me the terminal illness that I still get to be, you know, up and around and about, up until maybe the last month or two. All right, so give me the brain tumor, give me the brain cancer that's gonna kill me in about a year. Yeah, about a year. I got a lot of time. I got a whole year to do everything. Get everything in order. Everything. Yeah. A year? I'll check out. That's mine. So, I'm going to spin some music. And that's because I got people on the phone line, but no one's sitting number one. So, I'm going to a song. And actually talking about what I'm talking about. Blizzard, this is for y'all.
This on everything I love right here, man. This song so heartfelt and so moving, man. It's so me, but it's so you. Cause I know you go through what I go through. From my hood to yours, man. Blizzard, let's go.
Some of us gon' live long. On the road trying to make it home. So
sometimes you get what you came for. See my homie riding in his Benz, not a care up in the world, cause he's stacking plenty in. Plus he got so many friends, his enemies is at the back of his mind. They plotting, watching him grind. Do your thing, young cheese, but won't you take some game from me? They get you slipping, you'll be missing, probably dead in the streets. We done lost so many soldiers to the game. Nowadays it's kinda like a rite of passage, that's a shame. It's like a war zone where we live. So fuck our record, George Bush, we over here getting our caps filled. On every brother getting killed by the cops trapped up in the system. I hope them dirty cracks drop. This one for my long lost partners. I smile when I think about you. Somehow we moving on without you, but I still miss you.
Some of us gon' live long.
My people got it hard, maybe that's why we so cold. It's hard to turn to God when you lose somebody close. Even harder trying to hold back the tears about to choke. I miss my folk, and can't nobody comfort your pain. When you relive it every time you hear their name. Reminiscing on your long lost family and friends. I guess the game really ain't so glamorous up in the end. Grab my paper and my pen and let you know that you'll suffer alone. I know you're hurting, man, but life goes on. Still reason is the reason that I made it and they didn't. I know my people feel me, this is ghetto living. See through my vision, this is glisten. Kill my body, let my spirit roam free. But if heaven have a place for me, in due time we'll see.
Some of us will live long.
You dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. That was my joint. This is for y'all. You feel me? Episode 170. You understand? Six million ways to die. Choose one. That's what we're talking about tonight. You know, I got a couple of people on the phone line. If you're not, if you're on the phone lines right now, you haven't talked, hit the number one. I'll come straight to your phone line because I went to a music break because I got people on the phone lines, but people are kind of squeamish when it comes to talking about death. They don't really want to talk about it. I've had, of course, you know, I got always having the people to call in and make it a show. You feel me? But people are squeamish talking about death. But why? Everybody is going to experience it. Everybody knows someone that has been through it. Everybody knows someone that has died. It's funny how this one thing that every single person on the planet must endure and know someone who it has happened to don't want to talk about it. It's fucking amazing. I had two people inbox me today like, yo, what's up with your topic tonight? That's kind of crazy. It's kind of weird. Why are you talking about that? Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I mean, I talk about everything. Where the fuck have you been? You haven't been paying attention to K100 if you think I don't talk about one thing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I talk about all kinds of shit. So I'm talking about death, dying. Yes, it's going to happen to you. Guess what? Somebody just died. Hold on. One, two. Hold on. One, two. One more time. One, two. Yeah, every 2 seconds somebody dies. This is human nature. It's us. We are finite beings, not infinite. We're gonna die. Why is this making people uneasy? Why is this conversation like pulling teeth? I don't know. I'll ask T. Lewis. What's happening, homie?
What's going on?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. So, T. Lewis, are you afraid to die?
Honestly, I used to be, but then I have days where I'd be like, yeah, I don't really want to go. It's more like I don't really want to go, but then, you know, I can't really say that I am. You know what I'm saying? I got mixed feelings about it.
You don't really know if you're afraid because you know it's going to happen. So the thing about it is, why be that afraid of something that you cannot stop from happening? You may be afraid of how,
right.
You may not want to, and we got a lot of different questions that we're going to ask. I can understand people saying, I don't want to die that way, right? Okay, I dig that because that's one of the questions. You feel me? But death is going to come. You feel me? You should be. I think people are more afraid of ways of dying. That's why the name of the show is 6 Million Ways. Choose one because you're going to check out. The question is how and when, but
right.
Not if. You feel what I'm saying? Not if. If is not the question. The question is how and when, but not if. If is not a question. If it's a certainty.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? All right. So you don't know. You don't know. You don't know if you're afraid or not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is because I've actually asked myself that question before, and it's, I don't know. Okay, it's kind of hard to describe it though.
Do you think people who say I ain't scared to die, is it because they don't have shit to live for? You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a few things. I think some people are not afraid to die. One, they probably feel like they live their life to the fullest. Some people don't have anything to live for, and some people just straight up be lying. They thought they don't want to think about it.
They just don't want to. That's what I'm saying. A couple people so far, like two people I think so far said they're not afraid to die. You feel me? So of course the second part of the question is why. And then they got into the spiritual aspect saying that, you know, they know what they feel like they're going to heaven. So, you know, with all the stuff going on in the world, it's better for them to die than to live at this particular junction because of what's going
right.
on in the world. You feel what I'm saying? I get that, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you got to really be 100% sure you're living absolutely right in order to take that stance as far as I'm concerned. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that. You know what I'm saying? All right, what's the next question?
One thing I think for people to continue on that, I think one reason that a lot of people use that spiritual aspect is going back to they have lived a full life. So I guess they feel that they've lived a full life and God has blessed them with whatever he has blessed them with, then they really shouldn't have a need to fear dying because they're going to be taken care of on the other side. I think that has a lot to do with it. And if you have God in your life, you have a full life anyway, no matter what your circumstances are. And I think a lot of people take that stance.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what it is. Awesome. All right, next question. If you could pick a way to die other than dying in your sleep, what would it be? How would you like to check out? Other than dying in your sleep, that's the most peaceful, best way, dying of old age in your sleep. No one, everybody wants to pick that one since you gotta go. But outside of dying in your sleep, what would be another way you would like to check out? Because you know you got to, so choose one.
Oh man, you tripping.
I'm gonna take
one what I heard one time. I wanna die up in it. I heard this from somebody one
you know,
time.
Hey, Michigan girl said she wanna die on top of him, like Steve. That's she wanna go out. She wanna go out with a dick in her.
Yeah.
You know what she does?
Yeah, but like I said, I wanna die in it.
You wanna die in some pussy? But you know you don't. You know you're not gonna die from the pussy. So what are you saying? Are you want to die from a heart attack in the pussy? How you want to die?
That will more than likely when that happens. That a lot of times that's actually what happens. Guys have heart attacks, and medically, from what I'm saying, that's the best way to go. So I mean, it may hurt, it may not hurt, but I mean, it ain't gonna hurt in other areas. That's all I gotta say. So
you want to die in some pussy? All right. I mean, I can think of a lot worse ways to die. I said, and because this pertains to question number four, I said that I want to die of a terminal illness that gives me a year to live so I can see it coming. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
I can get with that because that gives you time to tie up a lot of loose ends.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so next question, you feel me? What is the worst way you could feel to die?
Actually, I was listening in on the show early, and I heard a lot of people say drowning, but outside of drowning, because a lot of people say that, I would have to say suffocation.
Drowning, because drowning is like suffocation.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I was about to say drowning can be considered suffocation.
So you'd rather burn. I pick burning up. You'd rather burn to death? Then suffocate?
I don't know, man, because that both ways, that's a horrible feeling both ways, though.
I mean, I can tell you straight up, I ain't even got to think about it, nigga. If I got to pick suffocating over burning, I'm going to suffocate. Smother me, nigga, right now. Put the pillow over my face. Do it. Do it now. Just don't set me on fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, it's a no-brainer for me. Burning to death? I don't even like being outside in the sun in the summer too long. Okay, I don't like being hot. You know what I'm saying? I don't like being hot. So burning to death? Yeah. I mean, shit. I'd rather drown than burn to death. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. I'd rather get shot in the chest. I'd rather get my throat slit. I'd rather, you know what I'm saying, die of fucking cancer, the nuts, anything. Yeah, just 6 million other ways. 5,999,000, you know what I'm saying, ways other than burning to death. I pick over that. Burning to death is just horrible. I'd rather be tortured in a Vietnamese prison camp back in the 70s than get burned to death.
What?
You don't want to get burned to death.
If I had to pick one, though, seriously. And this is just going from what I've heard from a lot of my friends that work in the medical field. I would pick a heart attack if I had to go.
Why? I would pick a stroke. I pick a stroke over a heart attack. I would pick a stroke over a heart attack. Let me stroke out. If I gotta go, let me stroke. Let me have a stroke before I have a heart attack. Because every time I've seen two people have a stroke right in front of me, and neither one of them felt pain. They just fainted. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, sometimes a heart attack, you don't have pain either.
No. I seen a dude have a heart attack at my job, and that motherfucker was, like, grabbing, like, he was hurting. That shit hurt. I saw it. He hurt. That shit was hurting him. He was grabbing his arm, and he fell over, and he was tensed up. No, that shit hurt that nigga. That shit hurt. I looked at him. He was hurting. That shit hurt.
He probably had a massive heart attack, though. There's somewhere you won't feel any pain, but again, I wouldn't know. The least amount of suffering possible is my thing. So.
I don't know. I take a stroke over a heart attack any day. This is just what I've seen.
A slit throat. Yeah, you're gonna suffer.
Yeah, you choke and gargling, whatever. I mean, of course, I'd rather stroke out than that, but I'd rather take a slit throat before I burn to death. Okay, so let me ask you this. Which one would you rather do? Would you rather die suddenly or over the course of time?
Honestly, I think I'm like you. I think I'd rather do the course of time because you have a, especially if you know you have a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
You can tie up a lot of loose ends. You can do things you never thought you'd do, like a bucket list almost.
Yeah, you can make your bucket list. I can jump out of a plane. Hell, I'm going to die anyway. I won't even be scared to jump out of a plane. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You can do all the wild and crazy things that you want to do because you know you're checking out any fucking way. I mean, to me, the more I had this conversation and as the show went along tonight, to me, at first I kind of was like, I don't know. I might kind of want to just go ahead and be like, fuck it, let's end it. Let's get it over with. And I don't even know what hit me, but fuck that. Fuck that. Now that I thought, now when I think about it, and I got kids and shit, I want to say goodbye and all this kind of shit to them. You feel me? So let me die over the course of time. Give me a brain tumor. Tell me I got 1 year to live. About 6 of them, I'm going to be good. 3 of them, I'm going to be in and out of the hospital. And the last 3, I'm going to be in pain and bedridden. I'll take it. Thanks. At least I know what's going to happen. You feel what I'm saying? But I can do my bucket list.
Yeah.
I can do my preparations and everything. Make sure my kids good. Spend a lot of time with my family and friends. Fuck work. I'd hate to be the motherfucker that worked 80 hours a motherfucking week and then you motherfucking die in a car wreck, nigga. You didn't live nothing. You didn't do shit. You just worked for another motherfucker forever. And
right.
Then you died. Fuck that. Fuck that. Let me know so I can get the fuck about this job ASAP. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about that. All right. Thanks for calling in, homie. I got Shay on the line. I only got a couple minutes, too. And one other person that want to talk, and I'm not doing the overtime tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and take these calls, all right?
I do. All
right, stay on the line, though. Shay.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Episode 170, 6 million ways to die. Choose one. So, Shay, are you afraid to die?
I am not afraid to die, but I'm afraid of where I will go after I die.
So you're not afraid to die... Why are you not afraid to die? Why are you not scared to die?
You know, I think I have like a really different view of death and dying than a lot of people. I just look at it as like something that's inevitable. I mean, it's not something that I'm going to be able to prevent from happening or stop from happening. So whenever it is my time to go, then that will be my time to go. And I'm just at peace with the fact that one day I'm going to die. And however I do it, that's just going to have to, I don't know how that's going to be, but... Only thing I'm afraid of is not being ready to go where I'm gonna go.
And that's why some people said that they were ready to die. They don't care if they die, or they're not scared of death because they don't care about dying because they were assured already about where they would go. So since you're not assured about where you would go, or what's gonna happen after death, shouldn't that make you fearful of death?
No, I don't fear death. I fear my afterlife. I don't fear death, the whole process of death, because I'm at peace with the fact that I know I'm not going to be here forever. I know, you know, one day, whether it's something that's prolonged or something that's sudden, I'm going to have to leave this earth. So right now, I'm just more concerned with being ready and where I'm going to spend my afterlife versus the fact that I'm actually going to die. I'm not
that
afraid of, like, you know, pain or how it's going to feel. I'm not worried about all that kind of stuff, you know, how I'm going to feel when that moment comes. I'm just worried about, okay, after it's over, where am I going to go?
Okay. And that concerns you more than the act. I guess since it's eternity, I dig that. I get that. All right, let me ask you this real quick then. Before I move on, would you rather be cremated or put in the box?
I was kind of torn between that. At once I thought the cream made it, but then I was like, you know what? I came on Earth in a whole body, and I want to leave in a whole body, but I do want to be buried nude.
What? What did you just say?
I said I came on this Earth in a whole body, so I want to leave in a whole body, but I do want to be buried nude. And my theory with that is because I came to the Earth with no clothes, so that's why I want to leave. Whatever. It's not respectable.
I hope you have a closed casket then, Shay. Closed casket, huh? From the neck up? What the hell is wrong with you?
Y'all don't want to see me?
You people are sick.
I don't want all those restrictions. I want to be free to go on up with angels and everything.
I cannot waste the last 5 minutes on this ludicrous statement that you just did, because I'm not going to ask you to if I don't. Just know that I'm killing you for saying it. What the hell wrong with you, shawty? Hell, kind of funeral is that going to be? A fucking fiasco!
My mama said the same thing.
Okay, I'm moving on.
Okay.
If you could pick a way to, real quick, if you could pick a way to die other than dying in your sleep, what would it be?
Having sex.
What?
Having sex.
You're the third person on this damn show. You know, this says a lot about you people.
I would be happy. I would be smiling, either with a pleasant expression.
And really?
Yeah, I would go out doing one of the things I love the most.
Okay. All right.
What better way to go?
That's for you and Michigan.
I love it.
What is the worst way you could think of to die? What's the worst way you could think of to die?
Any means of torture. And I say that because, like, if you're being tortured, then you know that it's coming, but you don't know what minute. You don't know if it's going to be the next second. You don't know if it's going to be the next hour. It's the anticipation of the inevitable. I don't want to anticipate anything. So to me, torture would be the worst way.
Okay. Any form of torture.
Mm-hmm.
Being tortured to death.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather die suddenly or over the course of time? You already answered this question, because if you want to die, you want to die from fucking. So you want to die suddenly, right?
Yeah, suddenly. I don't want to be thinking about it, because, you know, I'm the kind of person, you know, if I have somebody say, okay, you got 3 years or whatever, there's going to come a point where you're going to be thinking about it. If it's going to happen, you know, let it happen, I'll be at peace with it. I don't want to be constantly thinking about it or, you know, dwelling on it or anything like that, because you're really not going to enjoy your time if you're doing that.
I am. You can tell me I got 1 year to live, and I'm going to ball tremendously. I know I'm going to think about it in the morning when I first wake up. That I don't got that much time left. But tonight when we going out, we finna get fucked up. I'm going to jump out this plane. I'm going to have all the sex I can. Me and my kids going to Disney World. All kinds of shit. I know it's coming, but at least I get to do everything.
Let me play the devil's advocate. What if you're not in a position to do all of those kinds of things? Then it's just going to make you think about all the stuff that you want to do and not actually in a position to do it.
If you got a terminal illness and you can see it coming, you know it's coming. So you feel me? You know you're going to do as much as you can when you first find out. I mean, at some point I might get bedridden and all that kind of shit, but at the end of the day, I still see it coming.
I want to tell you from experience, I've seen people like that, and they don't want that. Once they get to, like, you know, that point, they're like begging to take something, for me to give them something, anything to, you know, expedite the process, and that is the worst thing. That is the worst thing to see somebody like that. That's
maybe
I
have.
No,
maybe
that is the worst thing, because there's nothing that you could do for them at that point.
Okay.
Keep them comfortable.
You're speaking from a nurse perspective, but this is me. I want to be. Well, I'm speaking from a real life perspective. I want to have a chance to say goodbye to my goddamn kids. I don't give a fuck. So I'm not changing my statement. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't expect you to. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. So it's a no-brainer for me. I have children, and I want to be able to hug them.
Yeah, of course. Anybody who's young and has children, I would expect that to be their answer, because, you know, obviously you can never have enough time with your children. So, I mean, if you know something, then at least some time is better than no time.
Right.
So I guess if I had children, I may have a little bit different stance, but being as I don't, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I'm pretty sure it's what it is. I already said people with kids and stuff. We're gonna probably be unanimously gonna answer the question more than likely. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Shay. Thanks for calling to the show, babe.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Got about 90 seconds left in the show. Thanks everybody who called in. Even the people who didn't talk. Even you guys. About 15 of you on the line who didn't really say nothing. People were popping in and out also. So during the course, I guess they heard what I was talking about. I was like, gonna go ahead and stay away from this one, Blizzard. And he hung up. I don't know. I don't even think this show was morbid. I don't think this show was out of bounds. I mean, what the hell, man? We're all gonna check out. We all are going to die. It is a certainty. It's a definite, absolute gonna happen. So, best thing I can do, like I learned from the show tonight, is be at peace with with the fact that's going to happen, and prepare yourself for what you think might happen afterwards, and you'll be okay. All right, episode 170, 6 Million Ways to Die. Choose one. Thanks for tuning in to the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. See you tomorrow for episode 171. Thanks to everybody listening to the podcast, listening to me on the phone lines, and everybody that calls in to the show. I mean, everybody listening on the internet, too, also. All right? I'm out of here for episode 170, K1's Internet Radio. Deuces.